In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We heard from the epistle from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that Jesus is coming back. The last day is going to happen. And so what is that return going to be like? The epistle tells us exactly. The word says that the day of the Lord will be and will come like a thief in the night. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. That's what the last day will be like. Why do thieves have success at night? It's because no one is expecting them. People are asleep. They don't expect a sudden break-in. Their eyes are closed. Their ears are shut. Their guards are down. They're not alert. If people know that a thief is going to come in the middle of the night, they would be awake. Their eyes would open. Their ears would be open. They'd be alert, prepared, perhaps with the police waiting nearby. But they wouldn't sleep if they knew a thief was coming. Paul tells the Thessalonians, and he tells us that when Jesus comes back, the appearance will be like a thief in the night. What's the world going to be doing when Jesus comes back again? They're going to be asleep. The world will be spiritually asleep as it is now. Eyes not looking at God's word, ears not listening to God's word, not ready, not prepared. It's a world that lives in the night and sleeps. You don't know when the Lord Jesus will return. No one knows when, but you know that his appearing will be like a thief in the night. That's the reason you have your orders from the scriptures today, to be prepared, to be awake, to be spiritually awake, to be alert. Is that easy? No, it's not easy. Not at all. You live in a world that has given itself over to sleep, to spiritual sleep. A world whose eyes and ears are shut to God's word. And it's so easy to be like this world, to sleep. It's easy just going along with whatever the culture does. It's easy to think and have views that the majority in the culture do. Some who have fallen away from the faith have done exactly this. It's easy to desire approval and validation from the culture. It's easy to downplay, to excuse away what the Word of God says. But you have been ordered not to be like this world. You've been ordered to stay awake, to be spiritually alert, and to keep your eyes open to the word and your ears attentive to the scriptures. You've been ordered to stay awake because the Lord Jesus could come back at any moment. His return is like a thief in the night. Yet why does the Apostle Paul warn the Thessalonians? Why does the Word of God today warn us? It's because spiritual slumber can happen, and it does happen. The reality is that it has occurred to you and to me. You have given into sleep, into spiritual slumber. So have I. Do you realize how it happens? So easy. When you neglect to have a discipline of reading and pondering regularly and daily the Word of God, and getting in the way of the Word of God forming you, there you have given into spiritual sleep. When you fail to pray daily for the people the Lord has put in your path, there you have given into spiritual sleep. When you have allowed resentment towards others to reside in the heart and not given that hurt to the Lord, There you have given into spiritual sleep. When you have refused to be thankful and thus take for granted all that which the Lord has given to you in the last little while, there you've given into spiritual sleep. The scriptures would have you acknowledge your slumber, your sleepiness, your tiredness. Admit it. Confess it. Friends in Christ, do you know what the Apostle Paul tells the Thessalonians and what the Word of God tells you today? Listen to the Word. We are not of the night or of the darkness. And before that, the scriptures say, for you are all children of light, children of the day. You realize that you've done things the children of the day are not supposed to do. You realize that you have spiritually fallen asleep, given into slumber, and when because of it, you are sorrowful. Look to the one who came for you, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when the Lord's own disciples couldn't stay awake, Jesus did. And he did it for you. He was alert, not just physically, but spiritually. He prayed, he waited, he pondered the word, he prepared himself for the cross. And then later, awake, on the cross, alert, he gives. And he gives his life for you, for me, for the world. He gives his life for your slumber and mine. He gives his life for all the foolishness. And then he rises again from the dead for you. Paul is correct when he says, for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. Jesus is alert, and he does not slumber for you. Jesus loves you. Bring the slumber to him. He forgives you now. He has made you into children of the day. Believe him. Baptized, this is who you are. Children of the day. He's done this for you. Therefore, we keep awake. We don't wish to be like those who have fallen asleep spiritually and have fallen away from Jesus. We stay awake. We're children of the day. And thus we hear the word, we meditate on it, ponder it. We stay awake. We are children of the day. We hear the words of forgiveness and absolution from Jesus himself through a pastor's mouth. We stay awake. We are children of the day. We receive the body and blood of Jesus, the food that keeps us awake and alert in him. We stay awake. We're children of the day. And when we are aware of the sleepiness that creeps in slowly, we stop. We acknowledge it. We repent of it. We receive his forgiveness. We ask for his help and want to do better. Do you know what the Apostle Paul tells the Thessalonians? He says, encourage one another, build one another up, just as you are doing. The Thessalonians are to encourage one another to stay awake and to be spiritually alert while they wait for Jesus' return. Because the Lord Jesus is awake and alert for us, because the Lord Jesus has made us into his children, the children of the day, because of all he's done for us, we want to not only stay awake, we want to encourage our brothers and sisters in Jesus to stay awake as well. We want to build them up. It is easy to stay awake in this world. It's not easy, rather, to stay awake in this world. It's full of slumber. And we know this all too well from our own experience that it's not easy. That's why we encourage our fellow saints in Jesus to stay alert. Because brothers and sisters in Christ, make no mistake about it, Jesus is coming back. The last day will happen. The Lord's day will occur. We don't know when, but it will come suddenly, like a thief in the night. But you're not in darkness, nor of the night. You're of the light. You're of the day. In Him, Jesus alone, He keeps you awake. He keeps you awake in His Word as you wait for His return. And when He comes back, what a glorious day that will be. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.